Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get
real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Adding the L, that's right, Samuel L. Jackson. I am the world's only, I'm going to say the world's only happiness specialist. And why do I say that? Because you know what? My destiny, my purpose on this planet is to share what I've learned about happiness. And this, you know, wanting to be happier, you know, I've taught happiness classes for 3 years. My first book, The Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, now writing Program for Unhappiness. You know, I am obsessed. I'm talking to my son. He says, Mom, that's the only thing you do. The only thing you do is talk about happiness and how to experience more. And one of the reasons why is because I think, I don't know about you out there, but I think it's the only answer to everything. You know, this life is going to throw curveballs. This life is going to yank you up and down. Roller coaster. It is a roller coaster ride. And how to remain peaceful, how to remain balanced, how to remain happy during all of life's storms is what I am about. If you want to talk to me live, you can call in. The number to ask me questions and or comments is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And I want to welcome you to the show and thank you. Thank you for listening. Today's topic, I don't think I'm going to be on the air too long today. I'm just having a feeling. But today's topic is about acceptance. And before you can experience any more happiness than you are experiencing right now, this foundation, let me just back up a little bit. Let me give you my definition of happiness, because we all have different definitions. So let me just throw this out. And you listeners that have been listening to me for a while, I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but this is really important for you to understand where I'm coming from with this happiness, a shtick, if you will. My definition of happiness is to be able to feel at peace, balanced, relaxed, satisfied in any moment of your life, regardless of what is happening, regardless of the circumstances. How to feel at peace. And I'm closing my eyes when I say that because it is a peaceful state. It is a vibration. It is an energy. It is an energy. It is a vibration of peace, a vibration of calmness, a vibration of a chill, cool vibration. When you're in the middle of the ocean, you're standing in a rowboat, there's storms. What did I watch? Oh, I was looking at the beginning of Jaws yesterday. I mean, talk about panic in the middle of the ocean and trying to lasso a huge cardboard shark. Listen, Is there a sense, of course, I don't know if you really want to be peaceful when you're trying to catch a shark. I digress. You know, my biggest gift to myself, I've said it years and years and years, is to be able to smile on my deathbed. Now, the smile is not going to come from what I've done or how many books I've sold or how many thousands of arenas I've filled or my titles or even my health or you know, my peace and my smile is going to come from deep within. And that smile is going to be there not because I'm dying. The smile is going to be there because that is the foundation. That is what I'm rooted in. Let me just talk really quickly about foundation. And then we're going to get to acceptance because the foundation is really important. If you're building a house, how many out there are contractors or builders or, you know, if you're building a house, you need a foundation. Before you put up the walls, before you put in the lights, before you put in the cabinets, before you put in the washer and dryer, you need a foundation. And this foundation that I'm talking about, one of the key components to experience more peace and more happiness is acceptance. And acceptance is one of the hardest practices. I'm not going to sugarcoat any of this stuff. This journey, this path, this wanting to be happier is the hardest thing to practice, because one of the main problems is that there is a programming. We've all received this programming of what we think we should be doing, how we think our life should be looking, not to mention the people that are around us that we say we love, the advice that we give to other people, right? The comments and the suggestions to other people. One of the biggest parts is acceptance. And when I say acceptance, I'm not talking about, okay, I'm just going to sit here and accept my life just the way it is and oh, woe is me or oh, accept. No, I'm talking about accepting all present moments. Now, moving from California to Oregon, I had no idea. I'll tell you exactly what happened. I'm trusting. I trust that the universe is put me in a place where I'm supposed to be. And that's one of the keys. If it's happening, it's supposed to happen. And if it's not happening, it's not supposed to happen. To think that I can make something happen is a huge, I know you people out there thinking you can make things happen, but I'm telling you right now, the universe has to sign off on whatever you think your goals or your goals or what you want to happen. The universe has to sign off on it because, quite frankly, if the universe doesn't sign off on what you want and your goals, guess what? Do you think it's going to happen? Do you think it's going to manifest? So the acceptance is really, really a practice that is beyond. It's one of the hardest things I've had to practice. And with that acceptance comes I mean, what does that mean? I'm accepting everything. I'm accepting how the world looks. I'm accepting what the world is experiencing. I'm accepting my neighbor screaming at me. I'm accepting all of this. And the answer is yes, because the programming is what brings the lack of or non-acceptance. And the programming is thinking that you have to do, and I'm saying this, you have to do anything, you have to accomplish anything to feel a sense of peace. My biggest challenge now these days is, can I be at peace? Can I feel happier, at peace, relaxed, satisfied? You know the whole spiel. Without doing anything. Can I be at peace by just being and not doing? That's a question. That's a huge question that I've learned that it's a struggle. Because all of my life, listen, I've only been here, 5 months? All of my life, I have been doing. I know I've said I'm lazy, but even being lazy, I'm always doing something. Going to a job, teaching a class, writing, there's always something to do. Even if it's laundry, there's always something to do. And what the challenge is now, and I'm getting chills because I'm looking at my it's a dining room table, but it's a very small table. It's the size of a card table. But I have papers on that card table. I mean, I have, tax season. I have papers of old notes, W-2 forms. It's a table of crap. I have crap all over this table. And I've been looking at these papers on this table for weeks. And when I say I'm looking at the table, every day I pass it, I'm thinking, wow, you're not doing anything. You're not cleaning it up. I mean, do you have days where you just don't feel like washing the dishes, or you don't feel like cleaning up, or you don't feel like whatever it is? And why am I not picking up these papers or organizing these papers or, cleaning up? The truth is, I'm not inspired to do that yet. I'm just not inspired. It sounds wacky. It sounds crazy. I'm not inspired, and I don't feel like forcing myself to do anything unless I'm inspired to do it. Now, that comes with, this comes with a lot of baggage and I don't want to say baggage, crap attached to it. Because if I was programmed to be productive, to get things done, to check off the list of things to do, I have probably 4 lists of things to do that I just keep adding, I just keep adding things to do. And my point is this, can I be at peace? Can I be at peace without doing? Can I accept? And when I say accept, I mean accept self without that critical voice of, oh, you should be, oh, you need to be, oh, you didn't, so now feel bad. Does that make sense? There's always some kind of trigger that, well, at least I'm talking about myself, not a trigger, but there's a little, I feel bad because I didn't fill in the blank. Or I'm criticizing self because I didn't follow through or whatever. Or I feel bad about myself because, and that feeling bad is always a programmed thought. See, I didn't come into this world, you didn't come into this world feeling bad about yourself. You just didn't. No, you had to learn that. I had to learn that, and that is our gift, and that is our, that is the Achilles heel, if you will. Knowing, learning, because I'm not producing, productive, whatever circumstance you want to say, I'm going to feel bad or critical, or maybe you don't have a relationship. I feel bad because I'm alone. Whatever it is, this acceptance. I guess what I want to say is I'm challenging myself to feel good even when I'm not doing anything. And when I say not doing anything, I mean nothing. Just staring out into the trees. I'm surrounded by trees now. And I'm telling you, I can sit and stare out and look at trees for over an hour. I've done it. Take a walk, look at trees, staring, nothing productive, nothing's getting done. And you say, well, what do you do the rest of the day? Whatever I'm inspired to do. Let's get back to the acceptance. I think I got off a little bit. I watched this television show. I know I said it's going to be a quick show, but I just have to share this one. I watched this television show. It's called Life Below Zero. And it's about these people that spend their lives isolated from other people. They build their own homes. They have their own, they hunt for their own food. They're miles away from the South Pole, North Pole. I think it's the North Pole, Antarctic. Yeah, who knows? Wherever they're in the middle of the freaking snow in the desert. I think it's the North Pole. And they spend, all of their days by themselves. Now, they are in total acceptance of the weather, whether they have food or not. Their acceptance of life is so different from how I was raised to accept. I mean, their days are always different because they don't know if they're going to catch something to eat. They don't know if they're, they don't know about the weather. I don't know. It's an education to look out into somebody else's life and think, wow, you can live like that? Total acceptance of the wilderness. Now, one of the hardest things to do is accept what other people are doing, and that's why one of the things that subtracts from happiness is getting in anybody else's business or looking at finding fault with what anybody else is doing. And that is a journey. No, because they have their own journey. And these people, when I say these people, meaning your loved ones, your coworkers, strangers on the street, they are on their path. They are on their journey to whatever it is and however they're going to get there. And letting go and accepting other people exactly the way they are is another challenge. But let's get back to acceptance, because the only reason, and I've said it a million times on this show, the only reason why we can't accept other people is because we don't accept ourselves. Acceptance without judgment is a hard practice, but a necessary key and a foundational component to peace and happiness. It is. What was my next point? You know, I was looking at a documentary about Prince and his life, and, you know, they always have this, well, they're troubled when they're off stage. You know, great on stage. I think Richard Pryor said it too. He says, hey, you know, when I'm on stage, I'm on fire, I feel alive. And then when I'm off stage, all of the problems, the challenges, you know, the mental, life happens, and it's very uncomfortable. I'm going to put Amy Winehouse down here. You know, I made a list of people that have, let me just use the word troubled. And I only say that with quotes, air quotes, because in reality, that's just a label and it's just their journey. So I'm not going to say they were troubled, but what do you find in common with these people? I mean, they all have something in common. From Amy Winehouse to Prince, Robin Williams, Whitney Houston, John Belushi, Richard Pryor, John Candy, Janis Joplin, Elvis Presley, I threw him in. This troubled, and I hate saying troubled, because it really was their destiny to end up the way they ended up. But so my question to you is, my dear audience, my question to you is, I don't know if I even want to ask that question. You know, this is it. Obviously, there wasn't any peace or balance or satisfaction or happiness in the life, because if there was, they would be able to cope when they weren't sharing with the world their gifts. Are you following me? There's something missing. There's something missing that they had when they were born, and for whatever the experiences, for whatever their upbringing was altered, because again, you weren't born troubled, and I'm just talking about, you know, regular people. I'm not talking about people that have really mental issues. I'm not talking about that. My point is this: once you recognize and accept the programming of I should, I need to, there's something wrong here, getting and eliminating the critical voice, or not being able to eliminate the critical voice, but recognizing what that critical voice is, recognizing that it is that critical voice that is really not you anyway. It's not your voice. It's not your identity. God doesn't criticize you. God doesn't judge you. Underneath all of that is practicing acceptance, practicing trusting, practicing noticing, practicing surrendering, practicing letting go of control. And it is the practice, my dear audience. Like anything else, you all have skills that you are good at, whether it's writing, whether it's gardening, whether it's riding a bike, whether it's driving a car. I mean, even driving a car, you know, when you first learned to drive a car, you weren't great at it. So, again, it's a practice. And I just want to say that ask, you know, I always say ask the universe, how? How can I practice more acceptance in my own life? If you're ever stuck with anything, or if you're ever, you know, it's not about having blocks. I don't believe that anybody is blocked. But I do believe that we can ask for help. And when you ask, it's always given. So the asking for acceptance, the asking for acceptance of not only self, but others, can be, if you want to experience more peace and happiness, a daily practice. Acceptance is key. I wrote this a while ago. The problem is, okay, this is if you had a problem. The problem is I think that there's something wrong with what I'm experiencing. And in reality, what I'm experiencing is perfect. The only reason why I suffer is because of the thoughts, thinking that there needs to be something different. The acceptance of all of it, meaning every moment, without wanting to be different, without wanting it to be different, is a huge practice that I highly recommend. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. YouTube channel, work in progress. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And or if you want a hard copy, Lulu, that's LULU.com. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, which quite frankly is being written in my head, but, you know, I even have to accept how many times I've gone to the computer to write. Sometimes I do. Sometimes, some days I don't. And it's really feeling good about self, regardless of what is happening. That is the practice. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh,
yeah. Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
Question for RLM.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, you don't feel good now.